Jim Banks, illegal aliens to account for most of America's population growth if Biden ends Title 42. By John Binder on April 5, 2022. Representative Jim Banks, RN, says illegal aliens will account for most of America's population growth in 2023 should President Joe Biden follow through on plans to end Title 42, a public health authority that has allowed federal immigration officials to quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, made the announcement last week that the Biden administration would wind down Title 42, first imposed by former President Donald Trump, by May 23. If Title 42 ends, illegal immigrants will account for most of America's population growth next year, Banks wrote in a statement online. A major win for Joe Biden and a major loss for America. The result, Biden officials admit, is potentially 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens at the U.S.-Mexico border every month, all with plans to be released into the nation's interior. This indicates that a foreign population the size of Atlanta, Georgia, or Tucson, Arizona, could arrive at the border over the course of just 30 days. The impact is widespread, as experts have long researched, especially for red states like Banks's Indiana. Whereas coastal, deep blue states with massive foreign-born populations continue to see boons in wealth transfers with continuing flows of record-high immigration, red states experience a siphoning effect of less financial capital, less wealth, and less federal resources. In terms of housing, alone, where single-family rents have skyrocketed to new heights, increasing by more than 24% year-to-year, a continuing rise of immigration-driven population growth is likely to send prices even higher. A 2017 study, published in the Journal of Housing Economics, found that increases in immigration into a metropolitan statistical area are linked with rising rents and home prices in that metropolitan statistical area and neighboring metropolitan statistical areas. An increase in the number of immigrants equal to 1% of a metropolitan statistical area's total population was linked with a 0.8% increase in rents and a 0.8% increase in home prices, the study notes. This same increase in immigrants was associated with a 1.6% rise in rents and a 9.6% rise in home prices in surrounding metropolitan statistical areas. Since Biden took office, he has grown the nation's illegal alien population by 1.1 million. That comes as the foreign-born population has hit a record 46.6 million and the U.S. population has hit a record 331.9 million, driven mostly by legal immigration levels. Without reductions in overall immigration, the foreign-born population is projected to hit 70 million by 2060. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.